Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
John. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, John.
Sorry about that. That's my apologies. I hit the record button again when I pulled my hand away from the keyboard, and it just dropped the recording.
Yeah, you had me scared for a second. I was like, man, I hope I didn't just give all my information to some scammer. Like,
no.
I was like, oh my god.
I know. I'm so sorry. That was my fault though. I tried to call you back right away. The first call didn't go through, so I was like, oh no, I hope he's not panicking, freaking out.
Yeah, because I swear if that'd be the case, like, that would have been the first and last time I would have associated myself with any marketing company. I would have been done after that. Like,
No. You have my number too, right? You could have just called back in.
Yeah, so because I'm already like extremely cautious and like almost paranoid about it. So for that to happen, I would have been done.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to start the recording over though, because it canceled in the middle of it. So it's gonna be a little.
Okay. Yeah.
We're almost done though. I promise.
So what is your direct number?
It's in the text messages here. So if you go to your text.
Okay.
The 714 is my company's cell phone, so you can actually text me from that line at any time. However, any calls or anything that has to do with making revisions to your account would have to be done on our 877 number, because it's a recorded line. That way we document all the revisions and the work that we do for you. So the extension 544 will call my desk directly as a live call. If you want the customer service line, it's the same as when you called in. I believe you just press 2 and then it'll connect you with a live operator.
Okay.
So you have my direct number, and then you have customer service, and then you also have a cell phone. So if there's any kind of strange scenarios, or maybe you're in the middle of a job, you don't have time to go through a full phone call, you can send a quick text over, and I'll receive it that way as well.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and turn on this recording. Okay. So you are on a recorded line again. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bill Spencer.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Business owner.
And your full name?
Quentin Oguikis.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Can you repeat that?
Yep. So it's asking if you, in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. So basically we're asking that if you're going to use our service and we're going to generate leads for you, that you respond to the live leads. Those are the ones that are going to have the best closing ratio. Usually you could still get jobs from the ones you have to call back, but obviously calling them back is going to be a lower conversion rate than if you get a live call from them in real time.
So I need to be like ready at all times to receive the call.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to ride you too hard. We just ask that you try to be. We understand you're also going to be on jobs too, and you're going to have your hands full. But, you know, the leads that you're getting like from Angie's, they might be like a day old, or they might be a couple hours old. And that dramatically affects your ability to get those guys, because maybe they went and called somebody else in that
but,
time.
But honestly, if I checked on my phone that a lead literally called me like 5 minutes ago and I called them back, that shouldn't affect my ability to get that lead, right?
No, not at all. That's great timing, you know? That just means, hey, you were busy at the time, you missed the call, you called them right back. You know, that's normal. We're just saying, like, we noticed on our end that the people who you receive their call or you respond to their call as a live call, you usually have a better conversion rate. Your chances of landing those jobs are substantially higher than if you're calling somebody back a day later.
My bad.
Make sense? So we're just asking that you be responsive to that. Also, in setting up your profile, we're going to ask you questions too. So sometimes you might get an email asking about what your opinion is on keywords or the website. So we want you to be responsive to emails also.
Thank you. I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I was preoccupied for a second. What was it?
It's okay. No, we were saying, like, we'll also be sending some emails, or maybe even our company will be calling you about, like, your website or modifying a keyword or if you needed help with something. So we ask that you be responsive to our phone calls and emails as well, especially, like, for the client interview. Those are things that we're going to need from you in order to be successful with the campaign. So we want you to not just be responsive to your customers, but be responsive to us as the Google partner company that's going to be helping you with your campaign.
Yeah, and one thing I'll let you guys know, like, if, for example, you call me and I don't respond, because my phone has a problem at where, and I plan on getting it fixed probably, like, in a week or two. If somebody calls me, I don't see that they called me, unless I look at, like, my missed calls, and then I call back. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Because of that, which I plan on changing pretty soon, for the moment, sometimes it might be hard for me to respond the moment somebody calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could put on there to have them, we have like a three-way verification, so they could do a text and a call or a text and an email prior, and then, of course, place the call. So that way we get a heads
up.
Because, from
you. Exactly. Because I'm usually pretty good about responding to my text and email. So if you do that, you usually get to me like 99% of the time.
Right. That's why I was saying, like, your client interview that we have scheduled for tomorrow between 4 and 5, they're going to text you at 3 just to confirm. So there was a whole hour before. So that way you're kind of expecting the phone call to come in, you know.
Gotcha.
And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says,
you already know about my accounts with HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, anything additional after today.
So, like, would that affect anything if I'm doing any other activities apart from the Google?
No, currently no. But after today, if you sign up for something like an SEO service, they're going to be touching your website that we built for you or your Google My Business.
No, I'm not going to. I was really just talking about other, like, other platforms like Yelp.
Yeah, but
you know,
see, Yelp,
saying,
that's a perfect example. So I have you on a platinum package. You get Yelp, you get Thumbtack, you get Yellow Pages, you get Bing, you get Facebook page we create for your company. So you'll have all those things. You don't want to duplicate those things. So that's why we're saying.
Oh, so I basically get everything.
Yeah, I put you on a platinum. That's why that package is usually $600 a month. It's an A to Z marketing campaign. You shouldn't need anything
else. So why are you guys giving it to me for $300 a month?
Because $600. Because if we turn into your one-stop shop for you, I mean, here's the truth. If we're your one-stop shop for everything, there's a lot more value to that than if we're just doing one thing for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously you're more likely to stay on board long-term with us if we're helping you with everything rather than you have 10, 1,500, you know, different bills floating around, different phone numbers floating around. So it's easier, too, if I bundle the package because we have your website here. So if I needed something changed on your website, let's say it didn't match up properly or Google's telling us that we should change it or recommends that we change it, then that's under our roof. still. We don't have to call you to have you call your website guy and tell your website guy to do this. It just creates this big headache, you know? So yeah. having it all under one roof just makes it a lot easier to host.
For whatever reason, which I doubt, I mean, if I'm able to get the business from you guys, I'm making my money, I don't think I'm ever going to be tempted to end the subscription. If I'm making money, then I'm not going to really care about what I'm paying you guys. But
right.
Let's say in the future, just for you to know, I decided to terminate the membership to you guys, but I still keep the profiles I have in those other platforms like Yelp. I would still keep all of them.
Correct. Yeah, we don't go in there and delete any of that content for you. So it would stay there. The only thing that would happen is that you would, obviously, the website, like I mentioned earlier, and then you would lose your placement on Google because we won't be doing the optimization any further or running that ad anymore. And that's the money.
Well, I'd lose the placement on the paid ads, but not on the organic.
Your organic placement would probably eventually rotate off. I mean, the organic listings, they have to be consistently updated. That's why people pay a Google partner or an SEO service to do those updates for them. So that way they don't have to sit down on the computer every night to do the optimization for them. It's not one of those things organically where you just set it and forget it and it's there and you pay every month for them doing nothing. They're actually programming that has to be done. We have to follow the algorithm in order for you to maintain your organic placements. So that way you don't rotate off or somebody else doesn't take the spot. But if we stop doing the updates, it's kind of like stop running your ad. You know, you'll rotate off of the search results pages. You'll still show up for people looking up your name, but you'll rotate off the search results pages for the keywords.
So just one question I want to ask you. So let's say, for example, I decide to expand my business. I lost my place. I can't remember what I wanted to tell you.
you can expand your organic placement. The organic placement is already a maximum of 25 miles. So same thing with your Google Places. If you're expanding your campaign, the only thing you would be expanding to get a bigger geographic area would be your ad.
Okay, now I remember. The question I wanted to ask you, I was talking about expanded, but it was just on something else. So would it, in your personal opinion, is this a question of I'm asking you, you know, because I know that you can't really tell me anything for a fact and for that kind of scenario. Would you say it would be hard for me to get to where I'm making, let's say, I'm doing $10,000 worth of business in 2 or 3 months? Would you say that'd be a hard place for me to get to or not?
No, I mean, you're going, put it this way, if your next door neighbor has a $10,000 job right now and they're looking for a contractor, if they looked right now, they won't see you. Now, yeah. Next month, or, you know, once we pin verify you, they're going to be able to see you when your ad's up and running.
Yeah.
So the opportunity is there. I can't guarantee that they're going to pick you. So obviously, like you're saying, you know, there is a line that I have to watch myself. Google doesn't allow us to guarantee you customers because that's just a lie. At the end of the day, the end user can pick who they want, you know, and they're going to go through what they want. The difference is, though, is yes, it's a lot more possible for you to do that than it would be without doing this because now your name's in that conversation. If people aren't seeing you as an option, your chances are darn near zero at this point of landing that customer that's searching on Google. You know, now that we're doing this, yeah, I mean, you're definitely opening the doors for that. And the better you do, the more reoccurring clients you're going to have. I mean, Google's basically an online word-of-mouth chain. So every time the search is being done, they're seeing your name up there, they're seeing your reviews, they're becoming more familiar with your business. The longer you do it, the better it gets. So getting to a point of having 10K, 20K, not just reoccurring, but coming in consistently with the search volume and you going out and doing quality work, you know, as long as there's not some crazy bad reviews up there, I don't see why it wouldn't be a possibility.
Okay.
You know, but again, we have review monitoring, and obviously you're going to do as best as you can to make sure you get good reviews too. So,
you know, yeah.
Okay. And then we're still on the voice verification, by the way. So it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 23rd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day, but it will remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely or for as long as you are with us. It states you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time because you are not binded to a contract. It says, if you are going to discontinue our services, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 days before the next billing is due as a courtesy. Either way, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to your text messages, Bill, you'll have a text in there. It'll say, it'll actually say, Clinton, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
So go ahead and click on?
Yeah, go ahead and click on that link.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to see a full outline of the agreement in writing. So this will have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it wants you to certify that you are an authorized user on the billing of this account and all the information that you provided is true and correct. That's not somebody pretending to be Clinton Oquique. I swear I'm going to get that right.
Right. No, you do.
Okay. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name legally as it appears. Now, this is not a contract. This is not something that's binding you to use our services over an extended period of time. It's just so that you have an outline and writing of all the products and features that you'll be receiving for that discounted pricing structure, and that way you keep
Okay, so I just did it, and it took me to a login page.
Username and password?
Yeah.
Yep. So the username and password will be provided to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow. Okay, and there's also okay. going to be a YouTube video there as well that'll show you how to use the tracking system. And then myself and the customer service department is available if you ever have any questions or need assistance with that tracking system.
Okay.
All right. Well, this concludes our initial sign-up process. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard of the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, just feel free to contact me. I'll basically walk you through it until you're comfortable and you feel like, you know, you can handle things on your own terms.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. So that's it. The payment went through and everything?
Yeah. It's showing on this end that the payment cleared and that we did get the signature for your subscription terms. So you're good to
okay.
go. Like I said, it's not going to bill anything again until March 23rd. Again, it'll be at $299, and we'll already have a month under our belt of results. So we'll be able to evaluate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so by then I should have, like, had made enough money to at least pay that off easily.
Easily. Yeah, easily. I mean, the type of work that you do, it's you're in a more profitable industry, let's put it that way. There's pizza companies, and I kid you not, there's pizza companies, like mom-and-pop pizza companies, that pay $5.99 for Platinum Package Service. So they, you know how many
$5.99.
pizzas you have? Yeah, you know how many pizzas you have
yeah.
to sell?
Yeah, you have to sell a lot, yeah.
Yeah, a lot, you know, not to mention they're investing in all the product and everything.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, that's, I guess that's a good thing with painting, like, you can, like, three or four jobs can make as much money as you want for the rest of the month.
Yeah, so. Exactly. We should be able to offset multiple months at a time with this discounted pricing structure. So I'm hoping that this puts us in position to work together long term.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, most definitely.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for signing up again. You know, like I said, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. A couple things I want you to keep in mind, okay? Client interview tomorrow between 4 and 5. I'll send you a text message at 3 o'clock just to confirm it's still good for you. And then the PIN verification letter should come in either Monday, Tuesday, next week. When you receive that in the mail, call in or text in. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that we'll need from you.
You said the PIN verification mail should be coming in next week?
Yeah. It usually takes about 3 to 5. days to receive.
Then I'll call you guys and give you the PIN that was sent to me.
Yep, there's a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard, so you can either call in or text in with it, but we need it as soon as possible because that's basically the last point before we go live. During the client interview, they're going to customize the campaign, but we can't actually launch the ad or the campaign until we've verified your location with that PIN verification letter. So if you get it, don't mistake it for junk mail or chuck it off to the side. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Even if it's late at night, we have a 24/7 customer service department, and you could always text it or email it in too.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks again, and then enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
All right. Same here. Thank you.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye.